The Founding Fathers considered place or geography to be vital to democracy. They apportioned representatives in the House based on the population in each community, so they could act as a conduit between citizens and their government. But of Virginia's 13-member congressional delegation, only two House members were born in the Commonwealth, and neither senator hails from Virginia soil.
We're a transient place, you know, that kind of, you know, native soil kind of candidate, long ago changed because of the changing face of Virginia.
That's Virginia Democratic Congressman Jerry Connolly, who was born in New England. Democratic Congressman Jim Moran grew up in the same town after being born in Buffalo. As Moran explains what drew him to Northern Virginia, his voice offers a clue to his hometown.
I spent 10 years working for the Nixon administration, and then I was the senior specialist for budgetary and fiscal policy at the Library of Congress, and I worked for the Senate Appropriations Staff before running for local office in Alexandria.
That Boston accent is especially strong when Moran gets into heated floor debates. His background as a civil servant gives him firsthand knowledge of many of the issues he faces as a Northern Virginia lawmaker. But Moran says his 40-plus years in the state established a new set of roots for his family.
All my kids and grandkids are in Virginia, so I feel a connection. You know, life is about personal relationships, and most of my personal relationships now are in Northern Virginia.
While Virginia Republican Congressman Morgan Griffith was born in Philadelphia, he says one side of his family has been in Virginia since the 1600s.
Yes, I was born out of state, and both of my parents were from Buena Vista. They just happened to be out of state at the time of my birth, and as the old saying goes, I got it from John Warner. I chose to be near my mother at the time of my birth.
When Senator Tim Kaine, also a former governor, is asked how he ended up in the Commonwealth, he offers a quick response.
My wife. How do men get to interesting places that their spouses are better negotiators?
You have to go back to the 1990s when Republican John Gilmore served to find a Virginia governor born in the Commonwealth. The two Virginia congressmen actually born in the state are Republicans Randy Forbes and Eric Cantor, the House Majority Leader. Forbes lights up when talking about living on his grandfather's old property. Still, he's not knocking his colleagues born elsewhere.
I'm very proud to have been born in Virginia and live in Virginia, but we also appreciate very much individuals who choose and elect to make Virginia their home.
And Forbes says Virginia has also helped develop leaders who serve elsewhere.
You know, I think Virginia has always historically been the core values of the country. And, you know, if you look throughout our history, we've played a major role in helping to create a lot of these other states and creating individuals who would go be leaders in other states. So maybe it's only fitting that they would decide to come back and make Virginia their home.
In Virginia's heated governor's race, voters have a choice between two out-of-staters once again. New Jersey-born Republican Ken Cuccinelli or New York-born Democrat Terry McAuliffe. Looks like Virginia voters don't really mind where their representatives were born after all. As for where their hearts lie, now that's another question entirely. Reporting from the Capitol, I'm Matt Laszlo.